Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here Saturday, March 18th. Hope everybody had a fun and safe St. Patrick's Day. But we've got some news to talk about here. Trey Herndon, re-signed by the Jacksonville Jaguars. 1 year, $2.6 million for Trey Herndon. He'll be back in Duval for the 2023 season. We're going to break this down. Look, the Jags, they needed to bring someone in. Desperately. You know, they have Tyson Campbell, who you feel great about. You have Darius Williams, who you feel very, very good about. You like your top two corners in Duval. There's no question about that right now. The question beyond that is the rest of the depth at the position, right? You do have Buster Brown. You do have Gregory Jr., two rookies from last year. You do have Tavon Campbell, who you just brought back earlier this week. Bringing in Trey Herndon at this point in the game, they needed to bring someone in. And so bringing in someone that you're familiar with and Trey Herndon, former undrafted free agent for the Jaguars in 2018, spent his entire career with the Jaguars, you get it a little bit, right? It is kind of interesting. Josina Anderson, really at the beginning, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday of the free agency cycle, you know, which for all intents and purposes, free agency did open on Monday at noon. Legal tampering, they call it, for 2 days. I don't know why they do it that way. It's pretty silly to me. But Josina Anderson reported that Trey Herndon was likely to move on from the Jaguars, right? That he was likely to move on, and he had a lot of interest from teams like, I believe it was Atlanta, New York, and a couple other teams that were showing interest in Trey Herndon, and Josina Anderson reported he was likely to move on from the Jaguars, but that ended up not being the case. They never struck a deal with a cornerback that they found interesting prior to Trey Herndon. You know, obviously bring Tavon Campbell back, but no outside corners like guys coming from different teams, unrestricted free agents from other clubs, right? But bringing back Trey Herndon, what does he bring to your team? He's 27. Again, played a ton of games for the Jacksonville Jaguars, both outside and inside. I think right now, when you're looking at the Jaguars' current roster construction, clearly you want him to be inside, right? He's had the most success inside at nickel versus outside, where I think his lack of size and overall athleticism kind of hinders his ability to thrive on the outside. But in the nickel, I think you can feel okay about Trey Herndon. And right now, looking at the Jaguars roster, he would be the Jaguars starting nickel. You would have Trey Herndon and nickel. You would have Tyson Campbell outside. You would have Darius Williams outside. You usually have three corners on the field in the NFL today. You're usually in nickel, not in base as much anymore. So getting Trey Herndon back, getting someone in here that you know, someone that has been able to survive multiple regimes, multiple coaching staffs, and someone who played a lot of football for you last year, I understand it, right? Again, right now, he's probably your third cornerback and your starting nickel. Do you want that when you enter the 2023 NFL season? No, I don't think you do. I think you're going to try to, if I'm running the Jaguars anyways, we're going to try to continue to add to the position via free agency with one more player, maybe a Sidney Jones, who's a free agent right now, maybe a Sean Murphy Bunting. There's a lot of guys still available. We're going to try to add to the position, make it a little bit more competitive behind Tyson Campbell and Darius Williams, and push Trey Herndon for that starting nickel job, and that's just from free agency. Then we're going into the draft and we're attacking the position as well, right? This is a position for me at cornerback in the 2023 NFL draft that is absolutely loaded. This could be one of the best cornerback crops we've seen in ages, bar none. I think that there's probably 7 or 8 guys that could go in the first round. I'm not saying they all will, but 7 or 8 guys that could, based on their tape, based on their athletic testing. So, I would definitely be looking to continue to add to this position. I think that's exactly what the Jaguars will do. I'm not sure that they're going to sign another free agent. They may. We'll see how that plays out. But I definitely think when you're talking about having 9 draft picks the Jaguars have, going and getting a cornerback or 2 should really be the direction the Jaguars do go in the draft. And I would, I would take 1 early. And then I would play the value game, right, later on after that, trying to find another one. And I think day 3, if you want to add a guy on in the first round or the second round and then go get another guy on day 3, I think that makes a ton of sense in this class. And look, if you had to step out on the field tomorrow, the fact of the matter is Trey Herndon's played a lot of slot for you in the past. He played a lot of slot for you in 2022, and he was not nearly as poor inside at nickel as he was outside. And so I think that is kind of something that Jaguars fans struggle with, right? He was poor on the outside last year. There's no doubt about it. He struggled. And for a time, it looked like the Jaguars defense was a little bit broken because of their inability to cover that side of the field, right? The opposite side of the field as Tyson Campbell. So moving him inside into the nickel, it worked out. Moving Darius Williams outside, it was obvious, right? Like, it was obvious from the time the Jaguars signed Darius Williams that he probably should be playing outside. That's what he did his entire career, despite his diminutive stature. But look, Trey Herndon, if you had to step on the field tomorrow as your nickel, are you panicking? No, I think you feel okay. Look, yes, has he given up some big games? Yeah. The Cowboys roasted him from the nickel spot, right? But their number one receiver is a slot receiver, CeeDee Lamb, right? So it's difficult and statistically, when you look at nickel corners, it's difficult for them to be nearly as efficient as outside corners. Outside corners, they have the boundary to help them out, right? They have the out of bounds marker. Nickel corners, you can go up the field on them, you can go right, you can go left, you can go to the boundary, you can go inside. It's so difficult to play the nickel. And so when you look at these guys statistically and their nickel stats, you know, completion percentage, quarterback rating allowed, all that stuff, it's not a one-to-one comparison with outside corners. You have the boundary as an outside corner as your friend. And Tyson Campbell and Darius Williams, they know how to use that very well. In the nickel, you're all alone, right? And you've got a million different things that these teams can do to attack you. So again, I don't think if he was your starting nickel that you're in panic mode. But if I'm running this squad, if I'm running this organization, we're going out and attacking it again with another free agent and probably 1 or 2 draft picks. And one of those picks is going to be a day 1 or day 2 pick, first or second round pick. You've got to get better there, in my opinion, if you want to have a chance at slowing down a Patrick Mahomes, a Joe Burrow, a Josh Allen in the playoffs, right? I think that's where you need to go. But again, right now he is CB3 for the Jaguars. He is your starting nickel. And that's the way it stands. But it's March 18th. Jaguars aren't going to play a meaningful game until September. There's a lot of time between now and then. Again, you can go attack this in free agency. You can attack it in the draft. Lots of free agents still out there and a loaded draft class. Probably want Trey Herndon to be nickel 2, CB4 or 5 for you. And if he's that, I think you can feel really good about this signing. And at 1 year, $2.16 million, I believe it was. It's not going to be a major cap hit, not going to be huge cap ramifications, anything like that. So, Trey Herndon, back in Duval. You know, I know this isn't going to be that exciting signing that people want to see, but is it a signing that presents some value for the Jaguars, it is. Again, you have a guy who, if you need to play him at nickel, you can feel pretty good about that. If you're in panic mode and you have to play him outside, you know, you get a bunch of injuries, yeah, that can, you can do that too. He has history of playing outside, not very well, but at least he does have the ability to do it. You've also got Chris Claybrooks, who I always forget to mention. He's still on the roster as well at cornerback. But I think right now, Trey Herndon's still CB3 for the Jaguars, and you want that to change before the start of the regular season. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Appreciate your support. Could not be doing this without you. Hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. You can hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. You can also, if you're listening on your podcast platform of choice, subscribe and review. Really, really helps us out. Couldn't be doing this without y'all, as I said. Hope y'all have a great rest of your weekend and happy Saturday, Duval.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.